Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2088. It's a Monday morning. Very fresh. It's going to be a beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky right now. The sun's just coming up. We're getting ready for work. And it's icy. And being a Monday, like we're back at it today. And I've been thinking just this morning about just the relentless nature of life. Like it doesn't stop. We just keep going from one day to the next day to the next day to the next week. And there are some days where it can feel really difficult for you to get out of bed, particularly when it's cold, and go and do those things that are going to progress you to that next stage, next level, whatever it is that you're aiming for in your life, or an element of your life. Last night, I was watching on Apple TV, which they've got some good programs on there, but gee, it's not, I wouldn't be paying for the subscription. I have a free 3-month subscription to it. But I was watching the program about Stephen Curry, Stephen, I think they were saying, spelled Stephen, but pronounced Stephen, Curry, basketballer, NBA, and it's called Underrated. Just goes for, like, it's movie length, so it's not a series like the ones on Tom Brady and Messi and stuff. And here's a guy that was really rated as like too skinny, too small, too short, not enough muscle on him to be able to be a success in basketball at all. I think, I don't know what his end height was, but the height they're referring to when he was in high school and stuff, I think it's like 5'10", something like that. He's playing against people that are 7 foot, like I think Michael Jordan, 6'6". You know, most of these players, you've got to be at least around that 6'5", 6'6", for them to consider you in the NBA. But this guy was just an absolute phenomenon in his ability to be able to shoot those three-point shots and all that kind of stuff. And in his very first game in high school, he absolutely bombed out. He made, like, did 13 turnovers. I don't know that he scored any points or many. And it was really, really bad for him. And the coaches were talking about it now and saying that they weren't sure whether they just had to cut him from the team at all. It's like you're not given many chances. This is just at high school, but high school in basketball and your, like, NFL and that kind of sport is, like, it's big thing over there. We just have a completely different perspective of sport here. I mean, we don't have the dollars that attract that sort of stuff. We're getting some programs, like the AFL is a program here, which, again, it's just a national sport. It's not international. But it doesn't have the money, but it's got some money. It's just not like the NFL. And they are now creating, like, some high school programs specifically tailored to some of those sports, like that, tennis, soccer. Don't know about cricket, but probably something like that as well. Cricket, it's got more money internationally than it does here in Australia, even though we've got some of the best cricketers in the world. But anyway, the coaches were considering cutting him, but they started him in the next game, and the first few, because they've got videotape on it and they're showing it, and the first few plays he's like missed, he's missed shots, he's given up the ball to the opposition, etc. And then there was just that moment, it's like you can just see, and certainly the way that they tell the story is clever and everything. Every shot he's throwing is missing, hitting the rim, missing the board altogether. And And then it's like you could just tell his confidence is just not there. And it's like if he could just make one or two shots, then his confidence is going to come. And then in this second game, partway through, he makes a shot. And then he makes the next shot and the next shot and the next shot. And I think he makes like 32, scores 32 points in that game. They lost it, but he got 32 points. And compared to his first game where he got none or very low, that, like it was massive. And then it kind of progressed from there. But what's interesting is, and it's not just him, because I've seen it with, when I watched the Tom Brady ones called the Dynasty or the Patriot Dynasty. It's against on Apple TV. There's a great one about Messi, which is, oh gee, I get Netflix. So I don't know whether there's ones on Netflix about it. Just search it if you've got it. And then there's another one on Apple TV about Messi when he comes to Miami and stuff. And and it's the same with Beckham. I know we're talking about soccer there, but the principles are the same. Like when you're on top, people just love you. You make a mistake or you're having an off day or a couple of off days or whatever. And the media can be absolutely brutal. Like they're washed up, they're no good anymore. All that kind of stuff. And can you imagine if that was you? I just imagine if you're like the best in the world at something at some point in your life, then all of a sudden you have a couple of off games, maybe you have 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 games where you're not scoring as many points or you make a couple more mistakes, and then it doesn't have to be a game. Imagine what it is that you're doing at your work, and then all of a sudden they want to get rid of you. And you know, they're slamming you. And not just your bosses, it's millions of people around the world that are saying these things about you. I mean, it's hard to comprehend. Talk about mental toughness and resilience that you need to be able to handle this type of stuff. And I'm sure that they don't get the training around it. Sure, some of these sports have their sports psychologists and that kind of stuff. But if you think about like at the high school level and even once you're, like if you stay within these systems, then yeah, maybe you get the support. But as soon as you are out of the systems, you don't get that support. And so you can sometimes be left a really crushed individual because of the... The hate that is put towards you. So it's so intense, and that most of us just have no idea how to relate to what it is that they go through. So I hate that about human nature. I hate how we can just be jumping to be so critical of somebody. It's like, hang on a second, 5 minutes ago you were saying what a champion this person is, and now you're prepared to just crucify them and say that they're washed up, too old, no good. In this case, Stephen Curry saying he's too little, he's too small. I mean, geez, the number of times that came out in this program, like I could relate to it because if he's 5'10", 5'11", he's like 6 inches taller than me. And I couldn't play the sports that I wanted to do but because of those same things. So too little, too small. It's just that he obviously, pushed through. Whereas I didn't. I mean, they were just so much taller than me. I mean, if you're I'm 5'5 now. If I was, back at that stage, I mean, people were like 50 centimetres taller than me. Playing a very... Like, so Australian rules football, there's lots of bumping and that kind of stuff. I probably would have had spinal damage from just being absolutely poleaxed on the field, and the rules were different then. I didn't have a lot of the protections that they have in place now, so I just would have been absolutely crunched. But anyway, I think that's interesting. And then, it just got me thinking into this morning. I think I probably dreamt about it last night, actually. I'm just fascinated to see the behind the scenes. You see the records of these great players. You see, so he scored the most 3 points of anyone ever in the NBA. The most ever. And I'd love to see the behind the scenes as to what were the conversations that they were having with themselves. What was their road to get to that record? And it's never what you think it is. It's never easy. It's always a really, really difficult path. And you get to understand the person and what it is about their mental toughness that enables them to keep on doing what it is that they're doing in the face of the haters and how you deal with that and, you know, that kind of thing. So, so then I, you know, getting up this morning and thinking about, I'm sure there's a heap of people that really don't want to get going this morning and don't want to be focusing on putting themselves in a better place today than they were yesterday. And this is why I keep talking about it, because if you can just always live with, say, these two principles. One, how do you keep just competing against you and be the best version of you? How can you show up as the best version of you every single day? What can you do today to make yourself better than yesterday? What is that one thing, two things, three things that you can do today to make it better today? And I think if you also go through life and think, how do I continue, if you're already doing it, but how do you continue to treat people the way that you want to be treated, or treat them better than the way that you want to be treated? And if you keep showing up with those two principles in life, then you're going to end up making a lot of progress, having a lot of success, and being very, very happy. I think about the last week. Thanks, Siri, giving me a steps update. I think about the things that I've done over the last week. They have the human interactions that I've had. They've come from me just wanting to do good in the world, right? Me just wanting to put a better version of myself out there. There are things that I can do to help people. I've got a certain skill set that I can use to help other people. And then there's that heart that I have, which is, it's very loving, very caring. I care for so many people that, look, they probably don't even realize perhaps the amount of sleep that I lose, or the thoughts that I put in to the people in my fitness family, to help them come up with solutions to enable them to live the life that they want to live. And so there were three things that I did last week, and I'm actually not going to tell you what they are, because one of those things that I don't like is when you see those videos on, whether they be on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, where somebody's, say, helping a homeless person, or you know, doing something at the cash register or whatever. They're all mic'd up. There's a camera or multiple cameras, like, hidden or in the distance or something. And it's like, it's all staged, and they show them doing a great thing. Well, terrific. But it's almost like you want to show people that you're a really great person, and you need to video it in order to do that. I would say the better thing to do is to help someone or help people, and don't tell anyone about it. Like, don't video it. Don't go and do, you know, post it everywhere, because that's nothing about that person, and it's all about you. So I'm not going to tell you the three things. But what I'm going to tell you is where they came from. And where will I start? So the first one started from a place of a relationship with a good friend that started years and years ago. And, you know, this particular person provided me with some opportunities that I never would have otherwise had. And through that experience, it's opened up other opportunities and other experiences for me. And look, my life is way better as a result of it. The opportunities that have come from it I just never would have had them otherwise. And so an opportunity came up for me to do something nice. And for years, how long have I known this person? Probably 10 years now, maybe a bit less. I'd been thinking, what is something that I can do for this person? It's that law of reciprocity, I suppose. If somebody does something, this is the way I feel anyway, if somebody does something really, really nice for me, then I do want to do something back. And I've been thinking about, well, you know, what can I do there? And anyway, I thought, do you know what? Here, I came up with the idea. It's like, this is a massive one if I could do this. Like if they were open to it. And so I reached out a couple of months ago and said, look, this is what I would like to do for you. What do you think, kind of thing? And they're like, wow, that would be amazing. And so I put things in place, and it happened just on Friday, actually, because there's a bit to organize for it. And I've now put it in place, and you know, they're so grateful that I said, oh, give you something for it, let me, you know, pay for this part and whatever. I said no. And it would have been very easy for them to say, oh yeah, that'd be great. But I said no. I said it's all on me. And they will be forever grateful. Now, I'm not doing it so that I get something in the future, because I've already been so grateful for what they've done for me. So, you know, I don't want money. It's not about that at all. It's just about doing something that really added a lot of value to this person, blown them away. And like, it's such a unique thing. This is also the thing. It's like being able to do things for people that are like these once in a lifetime types of opportunities, I think are really, really cool. An example of my coach, for instance, he will say, go on a podcast with somebody, and he'll find out that, I don't know, let's just say that the person that he's interviewed is a massive Tom Brady fan. And he says to them, look, how'd you like a signed Tom Brady ball? And they're like, oh, wow, that'd be amazing. So because JT is friendly with Tom, he'll maybe sign a jersey or a ball or something, and he'll send it to that person just to add that extra value. Now, these are things that they're hard to achieve, right? Or if there's an opportunity, I know he's got an event coming up with Andrea Bocelli at his house in Italy, and he's invited those key people in his life to that event. Like, these are like once in a lifetime invite only type things. And so that's a way where you can really blow people away. Now, of course, we all don't have those opportunities, but like this particular one that I had is incredibly unique. Not even my coach can do it. I'm like, if I told you all the details, which I'm not going to, you'd be like, oh wow, that is so cool. So cool. So anyway, so that was the first one. The second one was just, again, my heart and I guess my mind knowing that just having situational awareness and a sense of wanting to help people. I had an opportunity last week to do something really nice for someone, and they were so incredibly grateful are for it. And sometimes they're just conversations, right? They were so incredibly grateful that, you know, it really, it, I think in some ways, has certainly changed the shape of their week, but potentially changing the shape of their future as well. And then I had another opportunity to do something really nice through, and this is part, I relate to the stuff about my daughter. And yeah, I'm very empathetic and sensitive to young kids that are really struggling, really suffering. And so there was an opportunity to do something nice for a young child in that space. And I'm pretty confident that what it is that you know, I paid a contribution towards, that it's going to have a dramatic change in their life as well. It's brought so much joy to them, and I think that is really, really powerful as well. So you just never know what a week is going to bring, right? Life is full of so much, and look, some of the things, even though those three happened last week, there are, look, none of them kind of happened in the week. Like, they all, say, concluded in the week, but many of them have been months. Like the first one I mentioned, that has been years of me trying to come up with ideas and stuff, and this one just presented itself, and the other ones have kind of been in the weeks prior to them, you know, just happening to conclude in that week. And so it doesn't mean that I'm spending 24/7 of my time thinking about how can I be a charity or that to others. It's not about that. I think it's just part of who I am, and in adding value to people's lives. And these things kind of come up in my head. I think, oh, okay, how can I help this person? How can I help that person? And, you know, sometimes it's just checking in with people and having a bit of a conversation. And because most people aren't like that. And look, I've also had some experiences through the week where people just aren't interested. You know, they're like, you know, they just want to be left alone, don't want to talk about what's going on for them, etc. And that's okay too. You have to respect where people are at. So that, with that drive that I said to make yourself continuously better, you'll be surprised at how much happier you become in life and how much more good you can put out there. Now, there is a balance here, because I know that there are many people that I come across from time to time that are really just charity cases, and that is not great. Okay, because they're normally broke people, have a harder goal, but they don't have any money. They're not a success in what it is that they do. And the better thing to do is to create your success and then add to those charities or whatever it is that you want to do once you've become that successful person or as part of that successful journey. Because I see way too many people that work for these charity organisations, they're broke themselves and they want to start these charities and so forth, and it's great, right? It's very admirable. But they would do far better to create more success for themselves and then use that extra money that they're making to put into some of these charities. So yeah, I think that's a great way to approach life. And if you continue to just keep focusing on building and growing yourself, and as we start this Monday and you think about how challenging some days can be, then I think it's all about putting your focus in the right direction so that you can continue to improve. And depending on what it is that you do, if you run your own business or if you are working for someone else, then it does come down to those goals, those targets that you set for yourself, those deadlines that you set for yourself, so that you are continuing to push, you're continuing to grow, and that you don't just allow the day-to-day life things to just happen to you, because that's when you'll start to find yourself stagnate, you start to get bored, and you're really not achieving your true potential. So just like on the where I started with this, on the field or the court, whatever, it can be unrelenting. Life is a challenge. You know, there's so much that we have to do every single day, but it is absolutely worth it, because once you achieve your full potential and you keep aiming and striving for that, then the happiness that you receive through what you know has been doing the hard work, like it's just so incredibly rewarding. So rewarding. You just got to keep fighting, keep pushing. And don't forget to focus on your health in the process, because that's got to be one of your key pillars of strength and success and progress. All right, on that note, this one's a little bit longer today. I'll see you tomorrow.